Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi, Disha. I can't believe I actually gotten through to you. I listen to your show every single day. You're amazing.
Listen, what's your name? I don't have your name.
My name is Srinivas.
Srinivas, what is it today that you want to talk about? Disha!
The auto driver, I wanted to say, I also want to understand what do the kids actually want to do.
I was hoping to understand what the kids want to do, but... He says he wants to keep his kids away from all media interaction, which is also understandable, but then it gives us a lopsided angle to the entire story.
Yeah, absolutely. He seems to be, I mean, he needs to trust his kids also a little bit. You know, if every single parent has to drop and bring their kids for everything, pretty much nobody will be doing any work around the city. You know, they're not that young.
Yeah.
But I do know as a parent, I'm also concerned about my kids. But three kids, he only has to pick up. That seems slightly odd, actually.
The thing is, I told him there are parents who manage to pick and drop their kids while managing their office schedule. If not, they find arrangements and we'll help you find the arrangement. But the problem is he doesn't trust the BMTC buses. He doesn't want to send the kids there. His school education is free. Coaching is free. We told him we'll help you with kits if you want. But I kind of understood that he doesn't want to send the kids to school right now and he wants them to focus on the sport. And it's at a very critical stage of their life, which is class 9, right before their 10th. And for some reason, God forbid, if they can't make a career out of cricket, they don't have a 10th degree, how are they going to land a job? You know, so I was a little concerned and I tried to persuade him as much to get the kids back into school. You know, 10th, 12th, school needs to be completed. That's the bare minimum. But he, you know, as a parent, he has complete right over his children and he says, I'm quite hell-bent. And he says 100%.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like asking for help. He seems to be like demanding for help. When I first started hearing the story, I was like, wow, I do want to help out and stuff. But his attitude seems to just turn me off. But I do want to do something for the kids if there is something to be done.
Honestly, at this point in time, coaching is free. Education is free. If they're good, I'm sure they'll claw their way up. We've heard endless stories of people who've come from nowhere and made it all the way up. So, though I know you want to help, at this point, I don't think he's looking for any other help apart from... And he specified it. He's looking for monetary help.
No, but as you rightly said, his math doesn't seem to add up, actually.
Yeah.
What he's asking and what... there's something odd. But the father seems to turn me off more than actually wanting to help. I don't want to help him.
Then,
I do want to do something for the kids if there is anything to be done.
I think at this point in time, we can just hope the kids get back to school and they can balance sport and education. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't get into people's family matters. You can only try and influence them. And I'm hoping he puts them back in school. And 9th standard is not done. You can't drop kids out. Three of them, heartbreaking.
Seriously, I feel bad. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're amazing. I love your show.
Hey, have a great day.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.